Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek, on His Ability. Thanks for joining us again this week. I have I'm very honored to have a guest with me that the Lord just opened the door again, and he came into my path. We have Paul McKenzie with us. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Paul, you've been on Bob Duco's show just a few couple months ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that I happened to run across you because, of all things, somebody in my office is actually your nephew. Is that right?
That's right, Christian.
Christian McKenzie is in our office, and this is Paul McKenzie, his uncle. He, Paul has a ministry in the area, and he is... he's a memory expert. He's developed some techniques for memory that he's put into practice for Bible memory. And we're going to talk about what he has to offer and where you can get that. I think it's a great tool for anyone, but, you know, even especially the handicapped community, because we spend a lot of time alone. Some of us, some of us spend a lot of time in bed being handicapped or... you know, and if you're a Christian and you want to soak up the Word of God, this is wonderful tools. We and Paul, you put the Word of God to music.
Yes,
And we're going to let people hear a sample of that. And if you could just describe a little bit about your book that you have, and it's kind of like a course.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I are going to learn how to do that, and we're very excited.
Yeah, the book I call Bible Solitaire. I believe that you should learn the whole Bible, not just, I mean, I'm into memorizing a lot of scripture, of course, I put a lot to music, and the goal is to memorize word for word eventually, but I think a lot of people miss the whole structure of the Bible. So the book is about kind of a layered concept where you do one layer to get the overall view of the Bible. The second layer is you might pick a book that's important to you, and then you learn that. You memorize chapter by chapter, you give them titles, and then the third layer, you go even further, where you go into the different phrases or thoughts within the chapter. And then the fourth one is where you get into the verse-by-verse memorization. And it's by playing card games and learning memory techniques. You learn an awful lot of memory techniques through it.
And you can use those for anything.
For anything,
but
yes.
The Bible is the greatest thing to memorize. And as you've said, I've seen in some of your material, we may be without our Bibles eventually someday. And you promote just memorizing books and books of the Bible yourself.
Right.
You believe that we're capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Through song?
I think a lot of people, they kind of cop out. I think saying they can't memorize scripture, yet they can memorize full songs that they sing. They can memorize every title of the program they're watching on TV. They know every for 2 or 3 weeks worth of programs and things like that. It's not a matter of ability. It's a matter of priority.
Okay.
If you spent that time in God's Word, you'd find that it'd be just as simple as what they're doing there.
And what you're doing is giving us tools so that we realize, you're speaking truth against a lie. So many people do believe that we can't memorize, and
it's just
Satan telling us that we don't realize how much capability that we have, that God's given us in our brains, and how to use it. So you're implementing these tools, and it's such a great ministry. I just want to say that, you know, I did get the book of James myself to song, and you're going to sing a little bit from there. It's just wonderful to just listen to the book of James and read along with it, and just do that over and over again, and eventually, like any song, you are going to memorize a whole book. So if you want to give us a sample of that would be great.
Let the brother rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away. Fade away
wonderful. That is one of my favorite parts of that that book now that I've been listening to your song there. It's beautiful, and it's very exciting, Paul, that God's given you this, revelation knowledge. Basically, God has so much to impart to us if we ask Him, and it just becomes a ministry for your life. So that is one of the things. How many books do you have put to song?
Well, I have 17 put to music. Only about 4 of them on CD. I'm working. That is actually where people can actually listen to them without getting their ears hurt from my rough mixes. But I've got 1 John, James, and 2 Timothy, and the Hallel, which is the Passover Psalm. So I'm working on Ephesians. And my goal is to spend the rest of my life putting all the rest of the letters of the Bible to music and portions of the gospel. I'm trying to do that as well.
So excellent.
Lots of music.
What a blessing. And if you could just tell us a little bit about your Bible Solitaire and how first of all, let's just mention your website so that people can actually go there.
It's www.paulmckenzieministries.com. McKenzie is McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the book itself uses a lot of different techniques. I'd like to just mention about the scripture song, though, a little more, if you wouldn't mind.
No, go ahead.
Please. I just think that music, people need to see that it is very simple to write a scripture song. For example, if you pulled a scripture, this I do a lot in seminars or concerts that I do, that if somebody just reads a passage, I can put it to music immediately and I'll show them how to do it. Because there is a certain rhythm in everything that you speak. And what music is good for memory, your memory looks for clusters, looks for avenues to grab onto something unique. That's why all the boring things when you're a kid you forget, but things like when you sprain an ankle or when you hurt yourself, you remember things like that, or sicknesses. And that's because your mind is grasping something unique. And so what you try to do with scripture song is make things unique. And with music, you have the pitch, the melody, the harmony, the tempo, volume, the words, of course, different instrumentation, different styles. And that helps you grab all of those and memorize scripture.
So you encourage people to make up their own songs?
Oh, yeah. If you're having trouble memorizing a particular passage, make up your own song and practice it. If all you need is a tape recorder, you don't need anything but your voice and a tape recorder. Hmm. Nobody's going to hear you but you. And that's how I started. I just thought, well, I remember all these jingles. Well, why can't I put the Word of God to music? And I did. So then I started putting full books to music. And it works.
Wow. And so you actually, on your website, I noticed you have... what did you call it? Something where it's a living...
The Living New Testament. I'm trying to promote a Living New Testament throughout the world that people will just commit to memorize a book in the Bible according to their ability.
Mm-hmm.
There's verses from 13 verses for one book to, 1,100 or so verses in other books. And whatever you feel your ability is, you might want to do that. And half of the books are less than 100 verses. So anybody can do it. It's just a matter of... I remember when I was a kid, a book, Fahrenheit 451.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that. It was talking about the society deciding books were no good, and they were burning their books. And so these people were becoming the books that they would memorize a book, and that's what people would actually call them, those books. And I just heard in America right now, in Virginia, they're trying to prohibit people from sending scriptures into prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And what are these guys going to do?
You can't stop them if they come in with songs, huh?
That's right, if they have them in their heart.
Amazing concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and so we can put the Word of God in our heart and just sing it and not have to worry someday if our Bibles are taken away from us. It's a fear that people have, I believe. I've talked to people, they just want to soak it up. They just want to memorize it because, we do fear that one day, this is going to be taken away from us, and we want to know how can we get this in our hearts, how we can get it in our heads. So this is just such a great tool. I'm really, promote, actually, are you open to coming to visit churches?
Oh, please invite me. Yes.
Okay, I've got several that I want to talk to you about afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I do drama, too. I put the scriptures, I believe, if you act, you physically put it to use, it helps you memorize as well. So I've done, all sorts of letters of the Bible, from Peter to James to the Timothy, a lot of Paul's letters, Just act them out.
And what helps is you look a little bit like John the Baptist or Jesus.
Yeah, it depends on what my hair looks like right now, either Jesus or John the Baptist. Sometimes it flies on.
Yeah, so you take on those roles sometimes?
Yes, I do. And Sermon on the Mount, the teachings of Jesus, yes.
Okay.
So I use drama, music, the seminars with the book, whatever they're interested in, that's what I can do.
Basically, they can just turn the service over to you and you can just... You have so many things to offer that people can either watch you with drama and demonstrate your ability to memorize the Bible, which I think I heard on Bob's show when you did this, that you didn't get into this because you are good at memorizing. You got into it because you were bad at memorizing.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That is what, how did you end up finding these techniques? You searched?
I owe a lot to... I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, I mean, there's been memory techniques that have been going on for years and years and years. From the Greeks, they use certain locations that they use to remember certain points. And so they'd think in their, while they're giving a speech, they would look into, they'd just think about their bedroom. They say, and they would look at this thing, and that would remind them of one point. And then maybe their sofa would remind them of another point.
Mm.
And that would be what they're doing. They're taking certain things that help them remember. And there's... Jerry Lucas and Harry Lorraine, they had a book called The Memory Book that was just excellent, that teaches you some different memory systems that have been going on forever and ever, and able to link verse numbers to the verses themselves, things like that. And then just playing cards all the time, I find you use the physical repetition of playing solitaire, and you put the chapter titles to these cards, and I make boards that are able to help you to remind. And then the more you work with them, the more you play these card games, it just permeates in you and you memorize.
I'll bet this would be just really good for people in comas, anybody that's alive, whether their brain is there or not, whether you think it is, their spirit is there. And, you know, so I just have a real heart for what you're doing and I appreciate it and I just want to promote it. So again, we can find this on your website is?
Yes, www.paulmckenzieministries.com.
Okay, and that's where you can order his book and any of the CDs that you have available for song.
They're there too. We're getting them on the market through CD Baby right now again, and so they'll be able to download those things very quickly. Not quite yet, but we're almost there.
Okay, so. And you can actually listen to samples while you're there if you want to listen on your website. Well, we have about 20 seconds left. Paul, I'm just going to encourage people to go to our website and hear this program again, hisability.com, with Paul McKenzie today. And why don't you just back a little bit away from the microphone and go ahead and play something as we go out.
In the day of my trouble, I have called upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like us.